Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." The Provincial Liberal Party is certainly taking Lincoln at his word. The party is nominating candidates more than a year out from the scheduled election on June 22, 2022. Nicole Beattie and Jeff Kosnick are racing across Northumberland Peterborough South, drumming up support. Beattie, a first-time Coburg councillor and community activist, is running against Kosnick, a retired high school principal. Both have deep roots in the community. Both have a history with the Liberal Party locally, and both think they are the best person to get the job done. The obvious question for members of the local Liberal Riding Association is simple. Who do they think can beat the sitting MPP, David Piccini? To answer that question, here is the first interview with Nicole Beattie. I'm so pleased to have with me today Nicole Beattie, who is seeking the nomination for the Provincial Liberals in Northumberland Peterborough South. Welcome to Consider This.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good, thank you. What made you decide to seek the nomination for the Liberals in Northumberland Peterborough South?
I'm strongly invested in community building in our riding. I have been serving as an elected official in the town of Coburg for the past 2 years and a bit. For me, the precursor was really when, as we got into the pandemic, and I started seeing the detrimental effects of these public health crises within public health crises. And to be honest, Rob, I just feel that our riding deserves an honest, strong, empathetic, and ethical leader who can work together to rebuild our community, to recover, to really focus on families, seniors, children, and youth. And I just really want to be that person that listens, represents, and can be the best possible champion advocate for people living in Northumberland Peterborough South.
You mentioned someone who's strong and ethical, and you gave quite a little grocery list there. What evidence do you have that that's not the case now?
Speaking for myself, I think my strength shows in my near 10 year history of living back in the riding, in my community building, and my volunteer. I've started a business, several charitable and nonprofit organizations. I am a professional fundraiser where our code of ethics holds us to a high standards of transparency and accountability, which has carried over in my work as council. And I believe that if you spoke to anyone who has supported me in the past and is currently supporting my nomination, those are values that they not only want to see in their elected representative, but they are confident that they see in me.
Have you held any significant positions in the party? You said you've worked on some campaigns, but have you sat on the executive or done anything in that regard?
The provincial party, no, but I'm currently a board member of the executive for the Northumberland Peterborough South Federal Liberal Association. And I've been serving with that association for about 2 years.
Now, you talked a bit about the qualifications that you have for the job. As somebody who's been a community activist and also as a fundraiser, how does that uniquely qualify you for the job? Could you be a bit more specific?
Mm-hmm. I think the advocacy work represents my ability to lead through listening, lead by listening. the qualifications through my professional and personal experience, it's what connects me to people in the riding. Whether it's my professional work or my volunteer work, I'm talking to, connecting with, supporting families, children, youth, and seniors. I have to find innovative ways to implement program. I have to find important ways to try to influence or develop policies that contribute to a better quality of life. And then around all of that too, to get a lot of that off the ground and to implement it requires resource development and funding. And in my case, in my experience, in my sector, the majority of that resource development, business development and financial procurement comes through advocating for government funding, working with public and private philanthropy, as well as facilitating multiple stakeholders across various industries.
Now, your political experience, at least for most people, would recognize is the 2.5 years you've been on Cobourg Council. Yet you're going to be representing an area that includes all of Northumberland County and part of Peterborough South. How well do you think you're known outside of the county, and what challenges or success do you hope to find in those areas?
Mm-hmm. Good question. My experience since last summer when I made the decision to run, I think folks are still getting used to the new boundaries of the riding. I know while I serve as an elected official for the town of Cobourg and I live in Cobourg, you know, I have a If you research me, you'll see that I have quite a track record or involvement in various issues, movements, organizations that span from the Cultivate community and our festival in Port Hope to the Mobile Student Nutrition Program, where I'm working with a team of people to deliver fresh produce and healthy snacks to families, children, and youth across a riding, supporting children and youth who are learning at home. I have family that lives in Brighton and has connections there. I have farming roots in rural Northumberland. What I'm really enjoying during this process is reaching out and connecting with folks in parts of the riding, kind of rural, northern, eastern part of the riding and the smaller communities in Peterborough South. And it's a different way of life for folks, and everyone has different stories and different needs and different accomplishments. And I'd say, I would like to think that I can confidently say I am well respected and known in a good part of the riding, but those parts of the riding where I'm not known, my team and I are really working on meeting people where they're at. And again, my favorite part of this is talking with people, the storytelling, and learning more about a few places that are not too far from where I live.
What issues have you faced on council that show us your political mettle? Are there any issues that you have in particular where you feel you've stood up for the community in a particular way, particularly strong way?
Yeah, obviously everyone's going to have a different opinion, but in my own perspective, what I'm really proud of is the initiative that I've taken and continue to do with the support of all of council in our community improvement planning to ideally find and support creative ways to get attainable, affordable housing built. I've been a vocal and a strong advocate for equity, inclusion, and diversity in our community, which supported Councillor Chorley's and Adam Bureau's motion and sitting on the advisory committee with them there. In my role on the GRCA as a councillor appointee, I've been very vocal and active on making sure our conservation areas don't come undone and that the protection stays in place for that. Yeah, and I really just, what I've heard from citizens in the municipality is, while we might not always agree, they feel heard and they feel listened to. And I know myself, and that was something I would look for in a leader, while we may not always agree, as long as the person feels that they have been seen and heard, then I hope that, you know, I've done them some justice.
Have you ever felt like you've dropped the ball on council, or have you lost an important political battle that you wish you hadn't?
That's interesting. You know, COVID has, I think COVID changed our world and our expectations and our momentum as council, as it did for everyone, you know, in the riding and beyond. I don't think I've dropped the ball. I'd like to think I'm a very good juggler. It's a lot, obviously, while also maintaining a full-time work, but I don't think I've ever dropped the ball. But I did have this conversation with someone not too long ago. Have you ever looked back on anything that you moved or participated in or voted on, and you were like, I got that wrong? And there's one incident very, very early on in our term where, prior to becoming a counselor, I was not supportive of the inflatable water park on the beach. And, you know, through convoluted presentations and seeking some legal advice, I did change my opinion to support a one-year pilot. I regret changing my mind on that. And I was really glad to see that it didn't pass through council. But to be honest, Rob, that would be the only time that I flopped. But I wasn't proud of that decision. It was, I believe, February in our first year. And I made a commitment to myself and my supporters then and there. I would always stay true and stay the course. And I've done that ever since.
Tell us a bit about yourself, a bit of a biography.
Yeah, I born and raised in Coburg. I've been back in the riding for nearly 10 years after going to school in Ottawa, starting my career in Toronto. I lived overseas in Melbourne, Australia for several years, where I had the opportunity to work across Southeast Asia with social enterprises. My sisters were starting to have families and I got homesick. And so I moved back to Coburg. I started my own business. I have my own consulting practice in nonprofit management. I've started and co-founded several local charitable organizations that is focused on music education, food security, women's philanthropy, youth empowerment. I have three wonderful sisters. I'm a proud aunt to 10 nieces and nephews. My mom has been my biggest supporter since day one, and I'm so lucky to have such an encouraging partner in Damien, who works at a homeless shelter and started his own manufacturing company here in Coburg. And for fun, you know, we love spending time paddling on the water and hiking in the forests and supporting our local downtowns and exploring our rural hamlets. And yeah, just really fond memories of growing up in the riding. Both my grandparents were farmers in Plainville and Rosemeath. And so, you know, my love for agriculture and food and supporting farmers is rooted in that. Yeah, it's I've had a good, meaningful life. I've worked hard. People have given me a lot of opportunity. And I'd like to think that I've opened some doors for folks, but more importantly, you know, I'm committed to a career and a life in community service in whatever capacity that future may be.
What challenges have you faced in your life that have shaped you, who you are today?
Yeah, I grew up in a working class poor family. We were a close family. You know, we had a warm childhood, but it was hard. You know, two parents with strong work ethic. So I can appreciate how difficult it can be for lots of families. I have been very open about it. You know, I've had some mental health that growing up were character defining and have motivated me in my personal growth, really challenged me to get to know myself and to have a conversation about it. So it's actually, I think, made me explore who I am. And yeah, it's been a real character builder. You know, like everyone, I've had some other, you know, behind the scenes challenges that, good times and bad, but I was raised with perseverance. And yeah, I just like to think that every fall and every climb has just kind of really made me who I am, and ideally has what I'm trying to say is my childhood, my adolescence, my adulthood, and being there for others who have gone through even harder times just proudly has made me a very empathetic person.
What are some of the successes you've enjoyed that make you proud?
Yeah, being an aunt, kids, man, they just, they show you a whole different way of life. I'm not a mother, but that honor to be an aunt personally is one of my proudest moments. And I'm so proud of my sisters as mothers. I have a career where I've raised over $30 million for local, national, and international causes. I'm proud of Damien and our relationship. And I'm really proud of being elected Cobra Counselor. In 2018, I received the most votes out of any candidate as a first-time nominee, and that was just such an honor. I was valedictorian in high school, which I'm still very proud of, and in university, which I think set the course for my career, I started a peer mentoring program and an on-campus crisis support line for suicide prevention for university students. And again, I think that taught me, just gave me a lot of life skills in my toolbox at a young age. And I have an amazing best buddy in Melbourne, Australia. Best Buddies is a brother or a kind of like a big sisters, big brothers partnership where you're matched with people with intellectual disabilities. And I met Erica when I lived in Melbourne, and we just celebrated our 10th year friendship and anniversary. And, you know, we're still connected and we reunite in British Columbia every year to go skiing when obviously it's safe to do so. So really, Rob, I'm proud of the causes that I've been able to help get off the ground and fundraise for. I'm proud of the people in my life. I'm proud of this community. And I'm so thankful for the people who have raised me and supported me and will continue to do so.
Who are the most influential people who touch your life on a regular basis?
My sisters, absolutely. My sisters are my best friends. My mom, my friends, and every day I am interacting with volunteers, you know, people who are giving of their time and talent and resources to help contribute to the betterment of the Northumberland, Peterborough, South Riding. And it's those unsung heroes. It's the neighbors who just do goodwill gestures without any recognition that honestly get up and motivate me every single day. So the spirit of community ultimately are my biggest sources of influence and inspiration.
Who is your political hero?
My political hero. That's a good question. AOC has been pretty cool to watch lighting it up in the States, I have to admit. It might sound a little cliche. My mom is one of my political heroes, never openly, outwardly politically active, but engaged and conscientious, and raised me on the values that I try to continue to commit and lead with today. I really enjoyed hearing Jill Lawrence speak. I've seen her speak at some nonprofit or events. Very, very powerful. Yeah.
Just
good
for,
question. Good just, question to make me think.
Just for people who may not know who AOC is, can you just share with us who that is?
Yeah, Alexandra Cortez, the Democrat down in the States, in New York.
Give me one thing you disagree with in the way that our current MPP, David Piccini, has handled.
While I supported the repurposing of Brookside, based on my understanding of the file, I don't think the government handled the announcement around Brookside in the most fair way. And most recently, I was really disappointed to see our MPP vote against paid sick days.
In a time when we see very deep political divides, I wonder if you could give me one thing you think he has done really well.
I work with David on a few projects. I think David is very approachable, very enthusiastic. I genuinely believe he cares about the riding. And I think he makes himself available, and he works hard. He has a really strong work ethic.
In this nomination race, what is the biggest challenge you face?
The challenge in this nomination race has been not being able to door knock or gather in parks or community halls, you know, the really good old fashioned way of how we meet people and connect and listen and engage. So trying to find creative alternative ways to get yourself out there in a time where we're all at home, we're all really fatigued, we're tired. So that's been challenging, not being able to have the full complement of ways to get out and about and to engage with the community. But at the same time, through technology and through old-fashioned ways of connecting, like the telephone, you know, you're still able to connect with people and hear those stories and have those meaningful conversations.
Nicole Beatty, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Rob, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That was my interview with Nicole Beatty, who is seeking the nomination for the Provincial Liberals in Northumberland Peterborough South. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.